You mean for the mouth? You've never seen
things? They had guitar with the pick.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen the things they play in their mouth?
My daddy had one. And he was picked by the old Dan Tucker. Come too late to get his supper. And he had a guitar.
Yeah.
That's what he played.
And then the other ones that you blow on?
A harp.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't seen him blow no harp. But Santa Claus bring us harp. Our brother. Good brother.
Yeah. Miss Silman, other things that you would use, like around the, what would you sharpen your tools on back in those days?
Yeah. A file whenever you sharpen them.
Yeah.
You get a file. And my daddy would sharpen his axe on the grinding rock. He'd make us turn it. And he'd hold the axe. You see, he ain't seen that one then, believe.
I heard that.
Because I ain't seen that since I've been gone.
All the time, men used to carry knives back when all men didn't. Back in
those days. Yes, all people told you pocket knives. They don't lie, I'm not do.
Well, I don't know. What would they sharpen them on?
A file.
Yeah.
They usually be grinding them.
Yeah. Those were, and did your daddy shave with a straight razor?
Sure did, a straight razor. Mm-hmm. What he shaved with, but a black hand. Sure did.
Yeah.
And he had a vise, which a whole sub-man would get ready to turn the taps off. And he would go around in the swamps, and he planted rice. Folks could make rice.
Really?
Sure, he could make rice. My pa made rice, and he had a high thing this way, like a stick of wood,
mm-hmm.
and he'd burn it out. And he'd get that rice, go down on them branches and get that rice, and then he'd put called out a pest, and he had something like a mold. That's a deep rice. I eat so much rice, I can't stand it now. I can't stand no rice. And that's a beat that rice out, win it out and eat it. And he throw it around with water, you know, around old pond.
Yeah.
That's where it goes.
Did you ever grow wheat?
I've seen people grow wheat, but I ain't seen him grow now. But
what?
I live with a man who grows wheat, Mr. Bob Regan, and he would send it off and bring back stuff they get off it that second I read. And he'd get to us and he'd
sure.
be red.
Yeah.
And then he'd make white flour. And he'd get all the hands a barrel of white flour. And he'd give us them shorts too.
Yeah. Now you mentioned ash cakes. What other way would you cook cornmeal up
there? Well, you can cook it in pound bread. Cook a pound of bread, put it in the stove and bake it. Or you could cook it in a hoe cake on the stove.
That's a kind of a round flat cake?
Yeah, just like just a whole cake of bread.
You cook that in a what?
In a baker.
Okay.
You have a baker.
Oh, bake it, I see.
No, you don't bake it. It's a baker. A baker got a hound, you turn it over. And a fry, he's got a hound, too. He fried meat. Don't bring that little fry here.
No, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I've seen that.
Yeah, a little iron fry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you used to have iron pots, too. That your food was better than it is now, but you don't have them now.
Did they ever put any part of the hog in the cornmeal when they were cooking it up?
Yeah, they make crackling bread. That's good.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good bread.
Some people used to take cornmeal and salt and water, didn't they?
They make it that way. Some people like it that way to eat with their greens and things.
What do they call that?
Cornbread.
Well, you ever have mush or kush or something like that?
Our auntie used to make it for us. He was raised in slavery time. He used to make that for us.
Mm-hmm. But y'all never eaten it since?
I ain't eaten it since she made it. I don't like it.
Yeah. What about, sometimes they would leach out the corn, kernels of corn, wouldn't they, and lye?
Mm-hmm, we have eat that lye hummus. I like that now.
Yeah.
Folk make it here now.
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.